have a lot of support. Updating.
You're
tennis.
Listening to a podcast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9.
It's a good time to go to the movies lately. Some really good stuff's come out, right?
Yeah, there's heaps of good things at the movies.
Toy Story, Spider-Man,
not
Godzilla.
Aladdin. More on that later. No,
did that
not
come
Aladdin.
Out already? Is that-
yeah.
It's been and gone.
I saw it. No, it hasn't. It's not gone.
It's still there.
Should be gone.
Jeez, it's school holidays, right? That's why all these big movies have come out.
Is it ever school holidays? Can't get anywhere through a shopping center or on public transport during the day. I'm angry, but we'll move on that.
Traffic's not as bad.
Actually, that's a good point. Traffic's great lately. But yeah, went to the movies recently.
As you do.
I have a cute little comic book group that I'm part of, a queer comic book group. And we go to the movies whenever one of the comic book movie comes out all together. And so we went to go see the new Spider-Man that came out this week. Good movie. But there's been some things cropping up over the last few... I want to say years that I'm just starting to get really, really fed up with. And I know it's probably nothing new in terms of some of them. So little things like people having full-on conversations about their lives during the movies. That one I don't think is anything new. That one I'm like, why did you pay to see this movie to then just chat about your date last week while the movie's on? The one that's getting me lately is... These days, if you sit far enough back, you will just see a sea of mobile phones on during the movie. Just people...
Texting.
Yes. On Facebook, all this stuff, while the movie is on. And I'm there going... I understand doing that, like, at home, I'll usually, like, have my phone on while I'm watching something or something like that. But I've paid money to go to a place. They deliberately blacken everything. It's completely dark. So your phone is super bright.
Yeah, those smartphone screens stand out. And then like, even like in the corner of your eye, you'll like catch one and you're like, oh, it just takes you out of the moment completely.
So I don't know, like, do you guys, like when this kind of stuff is happening, would you tell someone off? Because me and my friend do.
Yep.
And we've got other people in the group who are like, oh no, I couldn't, I wouldn't. And I'm like, nah. One of my friends, the last time we saw something, leant over me because I hadn't noticed the woman beside me yet. Because we were on a bit of an angle where I hadn't seen it, and he could see her, and he leant over me. He's like, ma'am, if you don't want to be here, just go. And she's all like, oh, and put her phone away. And then I had to go the other direction to another pair that were on the other side of Rowan and be like, can you not? And they were like, oh, and put it away. So do you, like, call people out? And then my other friend was like, oh, I couldn't ever say anything. I'd be too scared to. Do you guys call people out at the movies?
I have. People in front of me, I've like tapped them on the shoulder and been like, your phone's too bright.
Yeah.
Like I'd say it nicely. And then this girl got it out again and then her friend was like, put it away. Yeah. So, but I would say in terms of people talking, no, I would probably just sit there and cringe.
I find talking worse for me than smartphones. Like, because talking directly impacts my ability to hear what's going on and to see what, you know what I mean? It takes me out of it. Whilst a little phone screen, yes, it's annoying, but I can kind of like look at that and go, okay, whatever, and keep watching the movie. But if someone's talking, I find it really impossible.
I feel the opposite. I feel like the phone screen taking my eyes, like if it's in my line of sight, that's all I will notice. Whereas like people don't talk like this in the cinema. They like tend to whisper and they, you know, it just sounds like this. Yeah.
See, I'm going to be the happy medium between both of you and say I hate both,
hate
and I'll tell everyone off about them. The amount of times where you do this one where you do the look over your shoulder and you're like, and just like so they know you're looking at them very deliberately, like, oh, hello, and then there's just a shh, shh, and then finally I do the spin around. I'm like, do you mind?
Do you mind, sir?
Oh, and I'll get loud so other people will be like,
Movie cinema etiquette. If someone's being a dick, do you tell them off or do you let it go?
Still feeling the effects of the weekend? Get some big breakfast in ya. It's Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam.
Talking movie cinemas and the etiquette around others who... I guess go to the movies and do annoying things like talk during them,
which
play on their phones.
I don't fathom at all. So to explain, I go to the movies quite a lot, and recently I went to the movies and there's just a sea of people on their phones. And it's not like It's not like the lights are coming down, the movie's starting. I get that. Preview, it's whatever. Be on your phone. Talk as loud as you want. It's a preview. I can watch that on YouTube. Yeah. Like, but as soon as that, like, that first thing comes up and the credits begin, my phone is on. Do not disturb. It is in my pocket and I'm focusing because I paid money to watch a movie.
Yeah.
Like, and Connor Cinema's not cheap anymore, guys. They got those reclining chairs and... You got to pay honest, a lot for that.
I mean, that's why I don't go. Not because of the price. That's part of it, yes. But it's the fact that I have to deal with the public. And I hate the general public.
Well, I have a lot of friends who just like... one of my good friends, Sarah, I have to basically... it became a point where I'd be like, "You please come," because she was like, "I only go see like maybe one movie a year."
Yeah,
and it's got to be a really good movie because she hates dealing with people.
I'm the same. Yeah. It has to be like an event, you know. Like I went and saw Endgame.
Yep.
At the cinemas because that was like I have to watch this now. I can't wait months for it to be available on DVD or whatever. Mm. So I did that, but I do hate people so much. And one time when you said, "Oh, has it happened to you?" I was like, "You know what? It did." I went and saw this movie. I forget the one it was. It was the one that was like the Handycam one that was like a superhero movie. And it was like the kid that was like an evil superhero. Chronicle. Thank you. And anyway.
I am a pop culture encyclopedia.
This chick behind me, she was just doing like a running commentary. Well, she wasn't talking to her friend. She was just like discussing the movie with herself while it was happening.
Oh my God.
And so like at one point, you know, the superhero kid's like, pulling the covers over his sick mother with his superpowers, like, you know, which is like a nice moment. And the girl behind me is like, oh, he's pulling the covers on her. Oh, he loves her so much. Oh, he cares about his mother. Oh, isn't that nice how he cares about his mother? Oh, I care about my mother. And she was just talking.
Oh, my God. I would think that person was, like, insane.
And she was doing that. And she just kept, it wasn't, like, consistent, but, like, every now and then there'd be a scene where she's like, oh, he has this feeling. Oh, it's so nice that he's doing that. And just kept happening. And I just turned around and was like, shut up. That's all I could say. Was just shut up and growled at her. And she like full on recoiled back into her chair because I'm scary looking.
Yeah.
yeah.
Especially in the dark.
Yeah, in the dark.
In that lighting, backlit.
Yeah.
The beard's like glowing. Yeah. It was just, and I couldn't, I hate that so much. And I think people must not even be aware they're doing that sort of stuff. So I think you should call them out on it because they probably don't even know they're doing it.
There was some girl Snapchatting the movie that we saw the other day. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Oh my
just
God,
watch the movie.
Just enjoy it.
But she kept like Snapchatting and then deleting the Snapchat until she could get one that she liked. But she sat there for a good 5 minutes just recording, delete, recording, delete.
I really
recording,
just
delete.
Want to swear right now.
I mean, I have a different issue with Snapchat altogether, but...
It's just that it exists.
Yeah, it's awful.
Yeah, I hate Snapchat. But, like, one of the ones I do love... So there's one time where I am totally okay with someone making a noise in the cinema, and it's the funniest thing when... Let's be honest, a lot of storytelling in movies these days is pretty dumb, and you can see it coming a mile away. But I love the light bulb moment for someone who maybe... isn't keeping up to, they don't fully get what's happening, and then it clicks for them, and you'll hear them respond like two rows back, like, oh, she's the killer, and everyone else is well there already, and everyone's just like, oh God.
That's me. I would be that person.
My favorite one to this day is 10 minutes left to Wonder Woman. Chris Pine is in his final scene, and this woman, two rows behind me, goes, wait a second, that's not Matt Damon. Just really loudly. I lost it and I could not stop laughing.
To ruin the pivotal moment like that.
Yeah, right.
Worth it. Worth it.
That one I was like, okay, I'll pay that. Yeah, you can talk.
Movie cinema etiquette, do you call it out?
Big personalities for those with big appetites. It's Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam.
We have gotten a message through to wrap up our topic about the cinema etiquette. Tamsin has sent a message saying, love this topic, struggle with people talking and on the phone in the movies. Tell them off always, but I do have a habit of laughing before the funny bit.
And another message is coming as well from Ron, who says, my partner and I always call out bad etiquette. My partner is 6'4 and looks intimidating, so people quickly stop what they're doing. Other things we call out are feet on seats, especially if the person is seated behind you, and rustling food packets.
Yes, the feet on seats.
I had bare feet come up onto my seat not last time, but the time before, and I nearly died.
That's fully disgusting.
See, we're both 6'4 as well, Luke, so we can
I'm
actually
6'6, but that's fine.
Should take like a poking stick with you and like poke their feet off.
So the whole like turning around and being big and scary and threatening works.
All about that vibe.
This has been a Joycast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and Stitcher.